Title: Pad Counter Melodies from Scratch for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, let's build some pad counter melodies that feel like they're bleeding out of a dodgy pirate transmitter at 3 a.m. Wide, moody, slightly degraded, and importantly, rhythmic, not pretty trance pad territory. This is functional drum and bass harmony that answers the bass line, pushes the groove, and creates tension without smearing your drums. Open Ableton Live and set your tempo in the 172 to 176 zone. I'll aim at 174. Before we touch any synths, we're going to choose a harmonic box. This is a fast decision, but it's not a throwaway decision, because pads sound random when the harmony isn't intentional. Pick a key that handles weight well. F minor, F sharp minor, G minor, a minor all solid. I'll use F minor so we can talk concrete notes. Now decide the vibe. If you want dark and tense, think natural minor with little flashes of the flat 2, that Phrygian flavor, or the harmonic minor leading note. If you want classic jungle uplift but still moody, think minor with occasional major Roman 4 or flat Roman 7 movements. Quick Ableton tip: create a MIDI clip and turn on scale in the MIDI editor. It's not a limiter, it's just rails. You can still go outside the scale when you want that broadcast tension, but at least you're choosing it. Now let's build the sound. We're going to make a three-layer pad inside an instrument rack, a clean core for readable harmony, a radio air layer for pirate texture, and a movement layer so the whole thing pulses like it belongs in Rolling DNB. Create a new MIDI track, drop Wavitable on it, then group it into an instrument rack. Rename the track something like Pad Counter. Core layer first. In Wavitable, set OSC 1 to basic shapes and move the position toward a sine triangle blend, around 20 to 40. Keep it smooth. OSC 2 can be more sawish, position around 70 to 90. Either drop OSC 2 down 12 semitones for weight without stepping on the bass too much, or keep it at pitch and use a tiny unison to tune for thickness. Speaking of unison, keep it controlled, 2 to 4 voices, low amount, like 10 to 20. If you crank it, you get that chorus soup where the harmony turns into fog. And in DNB the fog eats your snare definition. Filter: LP24, put the cutoff somewhere between 600 and 2K depending on how bright your track is. Add a little drive, say 5 to 15%, to bring it forward without making it harsh. Amp envelope: give it a real pad shape but not cinematic slow. Try attack 20 to 60 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Decay 2 to 4 seconds, sustain around minus 6 dB, release 1 to 3 seconds. Then give it bloom. Filter envelope amount around 10 to 25, with an attack of 200 to 500 milliseconds. That means when the note hits, it opens slightly after the transient, like it's breathing into the bar. Now add effects after Wavitable on the core chain. Chorus ensemble first. Mode on chorus, amount 20 to 40%, rate 0.10 to 0.25 Hz, width 100. We're aiming for width and motion, not seasick wobble. Then EQ 8. High pass this core. In drum and bass, that's not optional. Start your high pass around 150 to 250 Hz, steeper if needed. If it gets muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 450. If it fights your snare presence, you can dip gently around 2 to 4K, but don't overdo it or the pad will disappear on smaller speakers. Then a saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Just enough so it speaks at low volume. Teacher note: saturation here is less about distortion and more about giving the ear extra harmonics so the motif reads in a dense mix. Good. Core is done. Now the pirate air layer. Inside the instrument rack, create a second chain. This layer is where we'd allow ourselves to be extra, because we'll keep it out of the low mids and make it wide. Use analog or Wavitable. Easiest. Analog. Turn the oscillators down. Use noise only. After the noise source, add auto filter set to bandpass. Frequency around 1.5 to 4kHz. Resonance 0.6 to 0.8. Add a slow LFO with a tiny amount. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. You're not trying to wobble. You're trying to drift like an unstable transmission. Then add redux. Downsample 2 to 6, bit reduction 10 to 14. Go subtle. The moment it sounds like a retro video game, you went too far. Remember, pirate radio, not 8-bit. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it hard. High pass around 800 Hz, low pass around 6K Hz. This keeps the delays from turning into washy mud and keeps the broadcast vibe. Then utility. Make this layer wide, 140 to 180%. This is where we let the sides breathe. Optional spice: frequency shifter with a fine amount like 5 to 20 Hz at very low mix can give that detuned broadcast weirdness. Keep it barely there. Now we need movement. And here's the key. Movement should feel like it locks with the drums, not like it floats over them. After the instrument rack, not inside a chain, add auto pan. Set shape to sine, phase to 0 degrees. That's important. Phase at 0 turns it into tremolo behavior rather than left-right ping-pong. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. For more urgency, use 1/16, amount 20-45% depending on how choppy you want it. Then add a compressor with sidechain. Sidechain it from your kick, or even better, a ghost trigger track if you want precision, without being at the mercy of your actual kick pattern. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Why both tremolo and sidechain? Tremolo gives rhythmic detail you can feel. Sidechain gives mix space the bass and snare can claim. Together, you get pirate pump without ruining transients. Now we write the counter melody. And the rule is, answer the bass. Don't mirror it. Counter melodies in rolling DNB usually work best with small intervals, seconds, thirds, fourths. They lean on offbeats. They avoid camping on the root. And they leave holes for the snare and fills. Start with a minimal two-chord loop. In F minor, classic moves are FM to DB, that's I to flat VI, FM to EB, I to flat Roman 7, FM to BBM, I to Roman 4, or FM to GB for that flat Roman 2 Phrygian edge. Make a 4-bar clip. Bars 1 to 2, F minor. Bars 3 to 4, EB, the flat Roman 7. Keep your voicings mid-range, roughly between C3 and C5. Do not stack low notes. The bass owns the low end. Now the pirate trick. The pad is a chord, but we feature one moving voice. That's what makes it a counter melody instead of a wallpaper. Duplicate your chord clip. In the duplicate, delete the lower chord tones. Keep only interesting tones. The third, fifth, maybe a seventh or ninth color. We're going to imply harmony, not spell it like a piano lesson. Now create a 2-4 note motif that repeats with variation. Here's a concrete example over F minor. Use AB to G to AB. That's the minor third dropping to the second for tension, then resolving back. Over AB, you can use G to F to G. Again, that's stepwise tension. Rhythm. Put your hits on the end of the beats. Notes on one end, two and, three and, then maybe a longer note into beat four. That glues to the roller because your drum groove is usually driving the offbeats. And here's a phrasing rule you should actually respect. Let your pad breathe around the snare on beats 2 and 4. If you do a big chord change exactly on the snare crack, the snare feels smaller. Try changing just before the snare, or just after. That slight offset makes the groove feel more liquid. Now add controlled dissonance. This is where the illicit transmission vibe lives. Add a ninth like G over F minor, but keep it quieter or more filtered. Or borrow the flat 2 briefly, GB and F minor, as a passing tone. Make it short, like a 1/16 or 1/8, like a little glitch in the signal. If you hold it too long, it stops being tension and starts being wrong chord. Coach note. Think in response windows, not continuous harmony. In rolling DNB, pads feel most intentional when they speak in the gaps. Pick 2 or 3 moments per bar where the pad answers the groove. If your pad is audible non-stop, it stops sounding like commentary and turns into a bed. Another coach note. Design a single voice identity before you stack anything. If you're not sure your motif is working, strip it down to one pitch and just write the rhythm. Then change pitch on only 3 to 5 hits per 4 bars. That prevents the advanced producer trap. Complex harmony with no hook. Now let's macro it for performance and arrangement. In the instrument rack, map useful controls. Macro 1. Filter cutoff on the core, and if you used auto filter anywhere, map that too. Macro 2. Noise layer volume. Macro 3. Redux amount or dry/wet. Macro 4. Chorus amount. Macro 5. Sidechain amount, usually the compressor threshold. Macro 6. Width, with utility on the rack output. This turns your pad into an instrument you can play through the arrangement instead of a sound you set once and forget. Add tuning drift like old hardware. In Waveatable, add an LFO to oscillator pitch with a tiny amount. Rate around 0.03 to 0.08 Hz, amount 5 to 12 cents. Tiny. If you notice it as vibrato, it's too much. Even better, if you want organic wobble without seasickness, use 2 slow modulations, one very slow and tiny, one slightly faster and even tinier. The sum feels alive. Now arrangement, because pads in DNB aren't always on. They're strategic. In the intro, 16 to 32 bars, start with mostly the radio layer and a filtered core. Slowly automate the cutoff up. Keep sidechain light or off until the drums enter, so the intro feels like it's emerging from the air. In the last 8 bars before the drop, increase redux slightly, bring up the noise layer, maybe shorten the release so it becomes nervous. Add a 1-bar call, a higher inversion, like a signal flare, that tells the listener something is coming without adding more elements. In the drop, reduce pad density. Either remove the chord bed and keep only the moving voice, or keep chords but bandlimit them. High pass 250 to 350, low pass 6 to 9k. Chunger side chain, 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. And if you want urgency, push auto pan to 1/16 so it becomes a rhythmic engine. In the breakdown, bring back full stereo width. Let reverb tails breathe and reintroduce the richer colors like ninths and suspensions. Now mix discipline, because pads are the easiest way to wreck a drum and bass mix while thinking you made it bigger. High pass the pad, generally 150 to 300 hc depending on your bass design. Keep the core harmony less wide, put most of the width in the air layer. If you need more control, put EQ8 after the rack and use mid/side mode. High pass the sides higher than the mid, like sides high pass 300 to 500, so your width lives up top rather than in murky low mids. You can also not to touch around 3k hc if your snare crack is there, and around 250 to 600 or 900 to 2k if it's fighting a reese, depending on where your bass speaks. And check mono in the drop, but not just for does it disappear. Listen for whether the rhythm survives. If your groove collapses in mono, reduce stereo offsets on the core chain, like unison and chorus, and leave the extreme width to the noise air chain. If you want an advanced extra, make the pad breathe with the drums without obvious pumping. Use envelope follower from Max for Live. Route your drum bus into a follower track, map it gently to pad filter cutoff or noise volume. That gives you motion that feels like the pad is tuned to the groove, not slapped with sidechain. Quick practice run so you can lock this in. Set F minor at 174 BPM. Build the rack, wavy double core, noise air layer, auto pan at 1/16 phase 0, sidechain compressor from Kick. Write a 4-bar loop, bars 1 and 2 F minor, bars 3 and 4 ebb. Create a moving top voice motif, ab versus G tension over F minor, then G versus F tension over ebb. Automate 2 macros, cut off slowly opening over 8 bars and the noise layer rising into the drop. Your checkpoint, with drums and bass playing, you should feel the pad movement, but you should not miss the bassline notes. This audio version is shortened for playback.